Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We've got a really good show today, Faisal. Lots of topics to cover. We're going to talk a little bit about ways to balance the caring for your loved ones and your career. That's especially important if you've got aging parents, perhaps a spouse maybe that needs a little help before you retire. We want to talk a little bit about sacrificing your retirement. This is an increasingly bigger problem. Can you or should you sacrifice your retirement for the younger generation to support the kids? You know, how do you do that and maintain or at the same time maintain preserving your own retirement? That can sometimes be a very difficult balance. I want to chat a little bit about how to figure out what the right age to retire is for you. Should you retire just because you're 65 or because your spouse wants you to? Well, let's have a chat about that. But first of all, Faisal, taboo topics. There's a very cool survey done.
Yep.
It's called Awkward Silences Survey, and it talks about the things we don't want to talk about, and we're going to do that today.
Uh-oh.
So if you're driving in your car, oh my goodness, we're going to talk about the things that are going to make you uncomfortable. The question is, what are those things, generally speaking? We've got a terrific guest here to help us understand those awkward silences and what causes them. We've got Lori Campbell, CEO of Credit Canada, with us today. Lori, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, so let's talk about this. You've recently conducted a survey, the Awkward Silences Survey. It's an Angus Reid poll, 1,500 Canadians. Tell us, what did you find? What are people most uncomfortable talking about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. What we thought we'd find, of course, was that people are uncomfortable talking about, you know, the obvious things like sex, politics, religion, and those types of issues. But yeah, what we really wanted to find out, where finances fit into all this. And what we found is that people are almost as uncomfortable talking about their finances as they are talking about religion, politics, or sex. And yeah, so it certainly says that, you know, this is still a taboo subject.
That's interesting. Well, maybe not. I mean, we're in the business, Faisal, so it's certainly not a taboo.
I think we talk about it too much.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy for us, but I guess I'm not surprised by the fact. Now, let's talk about finances for just a second. Was there one aspect of the finances? Is it talking about finances with your partner, or is it with your kids? Was there any, you know, break it down for us if you can.
Well, surprisingly, the number one was talking about debt and talking about bankruptcy. 31% of individuals over the age of 55, for example, are very uncomfortable talking about that. And, you know, only 5% are uncomfortable talking about mortgages or balances on their mortgage, probably because a lot of seniors don't have a mortgage.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's still 5% tells you that a lot of people are going into perhaps their retirement with a mortgage outstanding still. So, you know, it's not talking about with their spouse. It's talking with other people about debt, about bankruptcy. It's kind of one of those hidden, you know, sort of secrets that people are carrying around.
This is so true because we met with... Well, I met with a couple of our clients, and they were surprised to hear that what the situation from a financial perspective, the average Canadian that's retired looks like,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you think, you know, you have, you know, $2 million, $3 million, you're like, oh, I don't have a lot of money. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You've got a ton of money if you've got $2 to $3 million, considering what the average senior is sitting on right now.
Correct. And they don't know that. Like, some of these people don't realize where they sit in that. They're in the top 10% of this nation, and they don't realize that. But when you start talking about, have you, they speak with their friends, and their friends are doing things, and they believe their friends have more money.
Yeah.
And so when they start having the conversation of how much debt do you have? Oh, we don't talk about that.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and what we find here at Credit Canada is there's more and more seniors coming to see us. And what's happening is they're retiring thinking that they have enough money, and they get into their retirement and realize they really don't. And so they start accumulating debt, come to see us, and are trying to get back into the workforce. And after they've retired, it's very, very difficult to get back in. So this is a conversation that we need to talk about, because there are so many people that come in and say, I wish I hadn't retired so soon.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that coincides, Lori, quite frankly, with the, you know, when we sit with people who want a second opinion, or, you know, who've approached us to help them on that, the number one question that people ask us is, do I have enough? They may not express it exactly like that, but at the end of the day, it's, can I do it? Do I have enough money to do this, right?
And they don't find out the impact of, if they didn't sit down with, you know, guys like us and go through a full financial strategy and a plan and so forth, and they kind of just winged it, you know, they say, let's just go for it. They don't realize that it's going to be an impact to them for probably 10 years.
Right.
Well, this the thing, and I think that the ones that are fortunate are the ones that are going to you or any financial planner and working out a strategy. But I think a lot of seniors, Canadian seniors, are not really taking that step. They may have defined pension at work, and they might think that, well, you know, I can take an early retirement, so I'll do it. Or they may have saved up thinking that, wow, you know, I've got a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank, I'm rich. And the reality is they're nowhere near rich with that, with just that amount, especially if, you know, they're retiring early and they're not curbing their lifestyle, or they're retiring with, you know, debt or a mortgage.
You know, and there's another interesting aspect, you know, looking at the survey, the family and relationship issues. Now, it didn't rank number one, two, or three, but it was certainly high on the list. And, you know, Faisal, that's an interesting one, too, because we find that when we're doing conversations about family wishes and intergenerational wealth transfer, like what do you want to do for the kids and the grandkids? Have you talked to the kids about this, right? You're putting your will together and, you know, you want to give one something to one kid and leave somebody else out on another thing. These all create problems if they're not talked about, right? So that's fine. You know, that's sort of finance related, not debt related, but finance related. So you add those two things together, like finances are a big problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big problem because there's a fear of judgment.
Yeah.
There's a fear of judgment on my, I'm going to be judged based upon my net worth, my assets, my debt load.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, you are who you are, regardless of your financial situation. I think we get judged based upon some socioeconomic viewpoint, and that's what the fear starts to come from, you know?
Lori, can you speak to this notion that we all think that our friends have more money than us, and if you're trying to keep up with the Joneses and we get ourselves into debt problems, like what can people do about that if they're feeling uncomfortable or at risk in this area?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask that, because one of the questions that almost inevitably every single person coming in to see us will say, am I the worst story you've ever heard?
Right.
They may owe $5,000, they may owe $50,000. Every single one of them asks the same thing. Have I the worst? Because nobody talks about this, so they don't know where they sit as far as their financial situation goes. They have nobody to turn to. We're often the first person they've ever talked to or the first place they've ever gone to talk about their money or about their debt. So we are in an environment where people equate wealth, and we see this everywhere, social media is famous for this, with a person's personal success in every angle. And this is a damaging thing for so many people. And this is why it's really hard to open up this conversation, and why finances in general, unless you say wealth transfer and talking to your children about money and everything, that is all so taboo. And so what happens is we create generation after generation of people that don't want to talk about this this subject.
And again, it comes back to the conversation of, are you secure within yourself to have those conversations? You can have, like, when they sit down with us, you'd be surprised how many people avoid talking about certain things like debt.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. They'll say, well, this is the value of my house.
Right.
Here's all my savings. Here's what we're going to do with this money. By the way, I've got a mortgage.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why are we whispering on this one? Like, it's okay, you have a mortgage. We understand. Let's move forward from that. I'm not here to judge you.
Right.
I'm here to work
but
with
that's
you.
I think that you make a very good point there, is I think that people are so worried about being judged.
Yep.
And, you know, that's exactly what we see in here, too, because obviously everyone who comes through our doors generally does have debt. We're not seeing the side that you're seeing where they have some wealth, and they're looking at a strategy to retire. We're looking at helping people get a strategy to pay off debt or get out of debt.
Right.
And, you know, their biggest fear is they often say, I hope you don't judge me, or I'm so glad you didn't judge me, because they've been judging themselves. People are so hard on themselves, and they've been judging themselves for years, potentially, because of their debt. And we're trying to say, you know, stop guilt-tripping yourself. Stop feeling bad about your debt situation. We know it can happen to anybody and there's so many sets of circumstances. And, you know, we want to open up that conversation so you're free to talk about it.
How does somebody get a hold of you if they're struggling with this and they want to try to get a hold of this? How do they contact you?
Well, our website's creditcanada.com, so it's very easy. And our phone number is 1-800-267-2272. And, you know, we're not for profit, so we'll talk to anybody about their financial situation and look for ways to help them solve any problems they have.
Lori, I want to thank you for taking some time with us and bringing some light to these taboo topics and, you know, finances and debt amongst the top.
Well, thanks to both of you. It's my pleasure.
I've been joined by Laurie Campbell, CEO of Credit Canada. Okay, Faisal, we've got to talk about, you know, debt is an issue. People have in businesses where they've invested in. People just come with a mortgage. People have accumulated debt because of a renovation or something like that. All of this is part of the puzzle,
yeah.
Right? It's all part of the planning puzzle, and it we have to figure out if it all works and how it work and how it needs to work out to support the lifestyle. We're going to do that at our next seminar,
which will be held on Tuesday, July the 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton, Calgary West. We hope that you join us for that. Now, stick around for the break. Oh, sorry, I should remind everybody, if you want to register for that, because the seats do fill up quickly, give us a call at 966-8400, or you can go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.ca. Stick around after the break, because we're going to be talking about balancing caring for loved ones with your career so that you can succeed in your own retirement. That's going to be after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.